pretty dark-colored wolves have been spotted around Iroquois Falls, and they seem to be pretty bold. Is either one of those things unusual?
Well, the black-coated wolves are not unusual in this area. So they're actually known as gray wolves or a timber wolf. And it's they can exhibit a range of coat colors, including black. So these black-coated wolves are not a separate species, but rather a variation of the gray wolf. So the color variations doesn't impact their behavior or their ecology. It's determined by genetic factors, and it can vary within the population. So it's not definitely not unusual.
Okay. Should they be feared? How do they interact with humans?
So, I mean, they shouldn't be feared, but it's a wild animal. So if you see a wolf, you want to keep your distance, and the animal will most likely avoid you. Animals are, you know, wild animals are unpredictable. So if you do encounter an aggressive animal, what we would recommend, the ministry would recommend, is don't turn your back. Don't run. Try to remain as calm as you can. And I know that can be a task because it can be intimidating, but stand tall and, you know, wave your hands, make a lot of noise and slowly kind of back away. And again, if you see a wild animal that poses an immediate threat, you know, if you're in town and you see an animal that is a threat, you know, or danger to public safety, you know, call 911, get your local police involved.
Now, these ones, the ones that have gotten me onto this story, are very near the dump in Iroquois Falls. Is that why?
Well, again, if people are, you know, getting them used to seeing that we're going to provide food and stuff like that, if people are providing food, that's something that we would advise against, because again, they'll get habituated to humans, and they'll get a little more, they'll be coming in looking for food. No different than we have bears. We always recommend, you know, not to feed bears, because they'll see your the food you left out, and it's an easy meal, right? So they're gonna move in and grab that. And again, you know, on the flip side, if people are coming up to them, or if people are kind of cornering them, they can feel a little bit threatened. And that's where we're again advising to keep your distance and just back away, and they'll move on.
So the landfill site is a food source.
Well, there's probably some garbage in there. It's more, you know, they could be back in there looking for a food source. I'm not sure in this instance if people are feeding them. But again, we would advise to not feed any wild animals. It definitely does a lot more harm than good. They're very capable of finding natural foods on their own. And you know, with this, I would imagine that these wolves will move on.
Yeah. What is their natural food? Are they carnivores or omnivores or?
Yeah, they're definitely carnivores. They'll eat a wide range of different animals. Larger animals such as moose, and smaller animals such as beavers.
Or dogs or cats.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't have any information to comment on that.
Okay. Have we covered everything? Is there anything you want to add?
I guess I would just add again that they're usually very elusive animals, and they want to avoid human contact. They're opportunistic. So again, if there's a food source that they can get a quick snack, they're going to take advantage of that. But they're very capable, again, of finding their own natural foods, and should never be provided with non-natural food from humans. Although it's well-intentioned, it definitely, again, does more harm than good. And if people would like more information, I'd encourage them to visit Ontario.ca. And look up Prevent Conflicts with Wildlife, and there's a ton of information on our website.
So don't interfere with them, and they won't interfere with you.
Yeah, you got it.
You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
That's great. Right, Bob.